It's 12 after 9. You're listening to the Monday Morning Mix on Radio Islam International, and it's time now for the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We trust that you are doing well this morning, inshallah.
Allah's fazal, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Mawlana, Jannah is very easy to achieve, and there are many ways to get to Jannah, and I think that's the book that we are reviewing today, Easy Deeds by Mufti Taqi Uthmani.
Yes, Mawlana, the book Easy Good Deeds by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani says exactly what you are saying, Mawlana, that there is a misconception that good deeds are difficult. This is not true. And through this book, he tries to show this, that in fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us the opportunity to do deeds that are easy and that are not difficult to practice on. There is a misconception that deeds are difficult, and he says that if we compare the eternal benefits of good deeds, that even if at times some deeds are difficult, the eternal benefits really of deeds and a'mal as-salih are incomparable to the rewards for them. There are some deeds that are certainly difficult, they require some labor, but then there are a number of deeds that are really very easy to do. And often, because of a lack of knowledge about these deeds, we neglect them. We are able to get the reward of these deeds without major effort, but yet because we don't have a clear knowledge about them, we unfortunately lose out on the opportunity, so to say. And Mawlana then lists 81 deeds that are easy good deeds that one can take to just by knowing about these deeds and practicing on them without much effort. He starts off with the famous good deed, and that is innamal a'malu bin niyat, the famous hadith that has been quoted by a number of the hadith scholars as the first hadith in the hadith scholars. And he shows us that just by having a niyyah, just by doing a correct niyyah for one's action, one is able then to multiply the reward for your particular deed and your particular action. We all have to, for example, provide for our family. But if we do that with a niyyah that you are fulfilling a sunnah and you are doing so because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed you to do so, then that responsibility of providing sustenance for your family becomes a means of reward for you. And he lists a few other examples. Like this, the Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani provides 81 examples. And this book was originally in Urdu. The book has been translated into English before. And this is a revised translation of the original English translation. The book has now also been fully referenced. And Sheikh Javed Iqbal has taken time to edit the book and added more references, and we have this wonderful book now with us that lists 81 of these good deeds that we can practice on Mawlana.
Wonderful stuff. And Mawlana, what's the length of the book?
Mawlana, the book is 160 pages. It's A5 pages. And each of the deeds are discussed in about 1.5 pages, so it's an easy read. You need not read the entire book from cover to cover, but it is something that you can just open and quickly then read about the reward of charity, for example, the reward of forgiving. And Mawlana has been very practical in his advice. For example, in the section under charity, he says that we all know that we have to give the required zakat, and that we do. But then what about other charities that we are required to do that we can gain reward for very easily? So he makes suggestions. He says, for example, decide yourself that every month you're going to take out so much charity from your earnings. Set that aside. Put it away in an envelope so that envelope is always a reminder for you that, look, I've committed myself to give this charity, and you are able then to fulfill that charity before your savings for the month run out. So like that, he offers some practical advice also regarding these good deeds. And as I said, you know, you can just pick up this book and dip in wherever you need to, and you will find advices about maintaining good treatment of neighbors, maintaining good relationships with people, being cheerful and courteous, good treatment of a traveling companion, etc. So there's a number of these deeds that are easy to do and bring us great reward, Mona.
Lovely. And Mona, it's also a good way to inculcate good habits of doing good deeds and also expanding the horizon in terms of amal. We might be accustomed to just one or two deeds at the moment in our lives, but by reading this book, I suppose we'll get a better understanding of the Sharia and how diverse it is and how we can actually earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the different deeds, Mona.
Exactly, Mona. I think that it's all about knowledge, and the more we know, the more we have opportunity to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wonderful. And Mawlana, what's the price? So where can you get
Mawlana,
it?
Mawlana, it's only 40 rand. So this is really a very good buy. 160-page book. Very, very well done. You know, the cover is an attractive cover also, like with most of Turas publishing books. You know, they maintain a high quality in their publications. And this book for 40 rand should be available now from most of the booksellers, and one can buy it online from Darul Ihsan Books as well.
Well, I really love the feel of the pages by Turas Publications. Very nice and crispy.
Yes, Mona. They go to trouble to spend, I think, on the publications. The font they use is an attractive font. Even the setting and the layout of the book is done in a way that is, I think, you know, attractive to the readers, Mawlana.
Lovely. Mawlana, jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated.
A pleasure, Mawlana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.